There are inexplicable mysteries all around us. The birth of a child, the birth of a star, moments of beauty in the midst of pain and suffering, and the miraculous folded into the mundane. Can we make sense of it at all? A few months before his death in 1993, the poet William Stafford wrote a poem that speaks in the simplest possible language about finding a way through the mystery of life. It has haunted me since I first heard it. He called it "The Way It Is." And when William Stafford, who wrote hundreds of evocative poems, finally titles one "The Way It Is," I know it's time to pay attention. He wrote, "There's a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what you are pursuing. You have to explain about the thread, but it's hard for others to see. While you hold it, you can't get lost. Tragedies happen. People get hurt or die, and you suffer and grow old. Nothing you can do can stop time's unfolding. You don't ever let go of the thread." So, is there a thread you follow in your life? What do you hold on to through the noise, toil, and heartache? Your love, your faith, your service, your art? I can imagine the thread William Stafford followed. He rose every day before dawn to listen to his muse and to write, creating a new poem almost every day. I think this discipline, or self-love, this daily openness to poetic expression, was his thread. Following such a thread can bring spiritual strength to my life, the strength to be kind and patient, traits that don't necessarily come easily to me. How devotedly following a thread in one's life can create strength is a great mystery to me, and I'm fine with that. If there's a study showing which parts of the brain light up while you follow your thread, I'll read it with interest, but it won't solve the mystery. For myself, the thread I follow is braided, made of these things: the call to create, the longing to feel closer to the divine, and the commitment to do no harm to others or myself. Still, I have done harm. I have also lived very far from God. And I have gone long, long stretches without feeling the muse brush my cheek. I let go of the thread, stepped on it, soaked it in red wine. I got lost. Yet this mysterious thread is always there, gossamer fine, titanium strong, waiting for me to grasp it again. And now, although there is nothing I can do to stop time's unfolding, I hope I never again let go of the thread.